Knoxville Golden Diamond. How may I help you?
Hi, is Harvey available?
Hold on one second. Let me check and see if he's still here.
Okay, thanks.
Can I help you?
Hi, Harvey. It's Tom with RDI. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Sorry I didn't get back to you the other day, but I was busy with the appointment, and then another appointment came in, and a customer came in, and I said, holy shit. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe. That's all I can tell you.
Hey, you're staying busy. That's good.
Hey, those horses, so I know that one thing, Stronger with Lindy will be back in cheap again, like when he was competitive before. He's done poorly the last – well, I didn't bet on him or anything, but – he's done poorly against the good horses, and he won't put them in a claimer, so keep an eye on him for sure. And then the girl, he still got her where she finished fourth and went off 99-1 this week. I did not bet her, but the whole thing is I think he's putting her back in the same race because he doesn't want to take her somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But, hey, I gotta find someone who wants to buy the horses and have him as a partner.
Yeah, he's the one that doesn't want to let go of it, huh?
Oh, he doesn't want to let go of anything, which is, you know, I mean, he's got money, and he invested his money just like I did, and I knew that what I was getting into, and I've been with him three times over the last 35 years, so I'm not getting something. I actually been with him probably 40 years, if that makes any sense, because I've been in it since 77. And I came with him, maybe 30 years, because by the time I went out east and he started picking at all these different trainers, it was, you know. But I left him, came back again, left him, and came back again, and now, of course, it's ridiculous. And it's, in other words, every time I make a profit, he winds up taking, he doesn't take it back because he cuts the bill to try and get to make me happy. But the bottom line is, I don't want the bill cut. I want the horse in competitively where we can make more money.
You want to make, right, you want to make money.
Yeah, I want to make more money. Then when I tell him, he goes, I know. It's not like he doesn't know. He knows exactly. But, in fact, I'm going to call him today and say, you know, enough's enough already. Jesus, Pete, you worked the horse all the way down to the bottom class at Yonkers. What good is that? That means I didn't get money for the last five, six starts. I made $5,000. And so even if he cuts his bill, I'm going to wind up with $5,000 at least worth of expenses, maybe even eight. So over 2 months, I'm saying. So the bottom line is I'm losing
the horses
money.
The horses are costing you money.
And
yeah.
It's costing me money instead of at least making a little bit, which is nice. But he'll come up with it. He says that he can sell this horse for a lot of money to the Amish because he's black and he's big and he's got his nuts. So, I mean, it's, in other words, he's saying that I have a chance to get a bigger payday. I said, you get the payday then and give me the money. And you go get the payday. Well, you know, I'm not positive. I said, I know you're not positive. That's why I am positive. Put the horse in the 40 claimer. And if they take him and you win, I'm going to have 50,000. We will have 50,000 net, and we'll chop it up, and we'll worry about the next deal on the next deal. But anyways. Doesn't make sense. And then my other partner on the girl says, can't you talk to him? I said, yeah, I've talked to him all the time. He won't do it. He wants the horse. He doesn't want to race at the Pocono. He didn't want to. He had to go to Plain Ridge, you know, in Massachusetts. He's driving for some guys up there. He'll finish. There's $160,000 races this Thursday. I can guarantee if he has three or four drives, and I think he's had three or four drives every eliminations, and they'll all make the finals because there's only 10 in the divisions. They split 5 and 5, and they'll go with 9, and his horses got checks. They finished 4th and 5th. He made the trip there for 3 weeks. This is the 4th week he's going there, driving to Plain Ridge, Massachusetts. And his horses will finish, I'm going to say, no check in all the divisions. Because now it's not 5 and 5 where you automatically get a check. It's going to be 9, I think. And if it's 9, now you got to beat 3 horses. And those are horses that are going off 40-50 to 1, you know, like, and not competitive. They're not my horses, but anyways. The
guy, yeah, right. Where now? Where's this Steve lived? Is he live in New York?
He lives in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay.
Yeah, that's where we have the farm. Well, I don't own the farm. I just rent farm space. You know, in other words, I rent stalls. But we can turn out our horses. Everything's in New Jersey, right near his house. And he had a little bit of a hot hand. I don't know if you don't follow him for sure, because. But at Yonkers, he was dealing with this couple of trainers, Bucci, I don't know how to say his name, but he's a good trainer. And he had some wins, seconds, thirds, fourths for this guy. And then for Gilbert Herrera, who's been around a long time, he's going back to his old country now, I guess. He's selling all his horses. But he had a horse called Lloyd something, Love Lloyd, or Lloyd Loves. Anyway, Steve won, I'll bet you, 4 or 5 races. He's a $100,000 claimer, and he sort of sends him down the road. He can leave a little bit and come home a little bit. And Steve did really good with him for the guy, and he gave him more drives. And he's, you know, Steve's okay. He's just not as good as the best. But the best don't take that guy's horses when they're 10-1 anyhow. You know, the best go on the favorites. The second best goes on the second favorite. The third best goes on the third. So we put Steve up, and Steve's been finishing in the money with him. So he's been doing, I think, pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
even know the other guy who's a trainer. But it's funny that I'm talking today, and I know that I'll be in a non-winners of 75 or non-winners of 5,000 next time he races. And he will be competitive because when I get off the phone with him this next, I'll call him today. He's going to be, you know, he's going to say, I better get this horse trained up and ready because Harvey's pissed off now again.
Mm-hmm.
And I only get pissed off when I'm not making money, so he should know it anyhow.
He should know from that, right. He should know from, yeah, he should know by how much the bills are right now.
100%. But like I tell you, if the bills are supposed to be $4,500 a month, he cuts it to $4,000 or he cuts it from $4,000 to $3,600. You know, he's trying to help you. But you're not helping when you're not competitive racing. If I don't even call you or tell you, maybe you should make a bet. I have no. The horses aren't competitive. They're in races that are too tough for them.
Right. I know. I want you to own a horse that you could give me some good tips on, Harvey.
Yeah. Right. And the other one will be qualifying another young one in 30 days, he said, or less. So I'll have a third one racing too. But he just had a screw put in his leg. You know, I mean that's. He might not be good ever again. He might not be good. The vet says he'll be fine, but fine is 70%, as good as he used to be, 80%, 50%. And if it's less than 50%, he can't, you know, I wouldn't even want him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then I'd have to, I said put them all in a sale, but he would never do that because he's afraid. You got to remember, if he goes into a barn that's hot, where they use drugs and they try and help the horses with veterinarians, we don't. Other people do, and then put a top driver up, he's going to look like an idiot. He doesn't want to look like an idiot. But the horses only last so long in that barn because they pound their heads in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They send them down the road. They do things that maybe are illegal, maybe not illegal, maybe are a little illegal. But one thing for sure is you have a top driver up, they're going to go 100% with the horse. And if they break them down, they got another one in the same race.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need that horse, so they're very aggressive with the drives. And they win more races, but the bottom line is you don't get as many races out of the horse. So, I don't know. I can let you know better down the road.
Yeah.
But, I mean, things are really slow here. Are they slow around the country or no?
You know, it seems like, yeah, there's a little bit of a lull, but, you know, we're going into the good part of the season, so you got to imagine over the next 60 days it's going to pick up.
That's what I'm hoping, because I'm telling you, it's been, I just talked to my advertising people. In fact, you called that day I had an appointment. I cut my advertising. Now I can't even advertise because of political. But this guy happens to be cable, So I was able to advertise during the thing, and I changed the stations around, and I did some things trying to get a little more exposure. But ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, forget it. They're paying.
Oh, because it's way too expensive right now with all the political elections?
Mitch, the seven states, you're getting no advertising in New York. The state's going to be Democrat. There's no one advertising in New York. You might get local people, Republicans and Democrats, but not the presidents or the state senators. Do you have a state senator race this year or no?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't even know.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it's a pain in everyone's ass anyhow. But the presidential election is huge in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia,
sure,
Vegas,
all the swing states
Nevada,
right now.
The
yeah.
swing states. They're putting in, I'm telling you, if I pay $50 for a spot, and I do, and do I pay $40 for a spot, and I do, they're getting $250 to $500 for those same spots.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And if you sell to me for $50, they can come back and not pay you the $250 and the $500 because it's against the law to do that. So they just tell me, Harvey, you got to sit out, you know, for the – so I've sat out now for 3 months on advertising on all my main stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's really cost me that much business except for I have like 500 layaways at the pawn shop, 500 layaways here. And the people still put things in layaway because I have no time limit, no interest.
Is that a typical amount for you to have on layaway?
Yeah, that's a good amount. Five or 550 is just a great amount for my store. But just remember, you got to put 550 items in the back. So you better have a little bit of, I don't want to say deep pockets because that may represent a different number than I have. But you certainly have to have pockets. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can't put 550 items in two stores in the back room.
Right. Yeah. That's,
you build up to that. Mm-hmm. And now I've already built up to it for a long time. But I'm going to say that's a pretty common number. But that usually isn't wedding sets. That's usually, it can be wedding sets, don't get me wrong, but it's usually, bracelets, necklaces, fashion rings, different things, that go into layaway. And every single year, every year, at Christmas time, a 10-year layaway goes out. They made payments for 10 years. But
wow.
No one else can let them do that because there's no time limit, no interest.
Right.
That's the way my layaway works. And so I'm happy that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that they picked it up, and we congratulate them, and I clean it, make it look like brand new again because it sat in a bag for 10 years.
Yeah, that's nice. So now what's the benefit for you doing something like that?
Keep money going, flowing in and out.
Just flow, yeah, business. Just
in other words, you have money coming and you have money. And so I say my numbers might not be that bad. Well, I might have had $30,000, $50,000 this month in lightweight payments. I didn't sell anything. These are just payments that people had already bought and they're trying to get paid off. And you got to remember, most of the people pick them up in less than a year.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say, I don't have the number, 80%.
Yeah, but you have that cash to do other things with, if so be.
But I don't need thousands of diamonds here. I buy diamonds every day at the pawn shop, every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I have thousands of diamonds. I have hundreds of bracelets. I have hundreds of necklaces. I have a lot of inventory. But, jewelry stores come here and buy from me, too, and that'd be nice, except they're all saying they're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit crazy, but it's what you have to do in Flint, Michigan. That's all you can say.
If
I was in Chicago, if I was in Detroit, or if I was in, obviously, New York or L.A., or, you have people – the wealthiest people in the world live in those cities. No wealthiest person in the world lives in Flint, Michigan. That's for sure. Otherwise, they'd be my best friend. You don't have to worry. I'd have figured a way to get close to them already. Because all the wealthy people around this area, and there are plenty of wealthy people, they all know me. And I don't want to say everyone does business with me, but most of them do. And they don't do layaways. That's just strictly, buying, which is nice business. And they really, what's the name softened up? Just a little bit is my... and that has nothing to do with advertising, I don't think, or not a lot, is your bridal. Bridal should be moving like crazy, people getting married by the holidays. Maybe it's Halloween. Maybe it's Christmas. Maybe it's New Year's Eve, where some people get married. Maybe it's even Thanksgiving. I don't know what it is, but it seems like people like getting married on the holidays or near holidays or holiday weekends and that kind of thing. I haven't seen it in the last, it hasn't been any holidays in the last few months, but, well, we did have a Labor Day and,
right.
Know,
well,
kind of
yeah, as we get closer to Christmas, I'm certain,
it'll,
you know,
it'll,
next
it'll
month
pick
it'll,
up.
It'll,
it'll pick,
start
up.
To pick up again.
And everyone knows I'm here, and I've been here forever. I think 34 years on the jewelry and 33 years on the pawn shop. And if someone has a big diamond, I'm the only person in town that can pay buy it. So everybody knows that, too. In other words, if you have a 3-carat or 5-carat or 4-carat or
right, you'd be the guy that anybody would go to see.
I'm the guy who would give them the most money.
Mm-hmm.
So now if they want to pick it up and buy it back, that's fine. And if they want to sell it, that's fine. But there isn't anybody. All these stores have donors aren't in the stores. So they're not in the stores. How much do they allow these people to spend without them being there? You know, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. Where in our deal, we are at the stores. We can run to the bank, cash a check for 20,000, give the guy the 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big thing. But I don't see a lot of that either right now.
Yeah.
You know,
what are the size of the diamond? What are like the size and qualities that you usually buy on like a daily basis?
Well, we want. What I want is high quality. What I get is I1 to SI2 would be my normal. I mean, obviously, do I buy better? Of course. Do I buy worse? Yes. And then, of course, color would be normal, I'm saying. H, I'm giving myself a pat on the back, and I don't usually get them. But I through K.
Okay.
That would be normal that comes in. You know, they're big 2-characters, they're big 3-characters, but they aren't from the super wealthy people. Now, when I buy estates, in other words, people call me from all over the country, lawyers and tax guys that I've done business with, can you buy this gal's estate? And I said, of course I can. Have her send it to me. I'll pay for the shipping. I'll ship it all back to her if she doesn't take the check, or I'll wire the money in her account within 3 days. In other words, I just have to go over. Sometimes they send me a lot of stuff. Those diamonds can be, they're SI1 to VVS2, and they're, no D, but, you know, FGH.
Right, better,
it would be the
better qualities and big estates.
Oh, wait, and big estates. And these are people from Florida and people from all over the country. It's just I have to know the person who fronts me in and says, this guy's honest. He, for positive, will send you, wire you the money. Or, and what they have is they have 3-4 kids or no kids, and they don't want to, they want to give them the cash. They don't want to give them, here, do you want this piece of jewelry? Do you want this piece of jewelry? You want this piece? You want this thing? Before you know it, they have a pain in their ass, and the ladies are so happy to deal with me. It's not, I said, do me one favor, Millie or Sally or whatever. Would you call Steve back and tell him that I did everything? I'm calling him right now. Because I treat the people wonderfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them a price, and they said, well, that's the highest price we have by 30%, by 20%, because everyone else is trying to steal it, and I'm trying to buy it to make a profit, and I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it's not like I can't buy it. So, in other words, I have the money to buy it. So I buy them. And then when I sell it, you make yourself, I don't have to tell you, diamonds tight. You know, a tight market. So I
right, the margins are, yeah, margins
can,
are tighter.
I can double my money, or I can make 60%, 80%. You know, you can make a good number on the diamond. Forget about the ring. I can always make money on the bridal ring. It's hard to make money on the diamonds right now, especially with lab grown.
Oh my
gosh,
I know.
Lab grown has taken everything down, man.
It really has.
But I'm selling those, so I mean, it's. But I just talked to a guy in New Jersey Saturday, Mike, and he said, Harvey, I said, look, you want a 3-carater. This 3-carater is going to cost you approximately $18,000 a carat. I think it was an SI1G. You can look it up. It's a round one. It was 18. On the newest wrap sheet, it was $18,000. He says, that's $54,000. I said, or I can sell you the same diamond in a lab grown for less than 10. Do you want to deal with, I will not have a lab grown no matter what. Well, that's perfect. Now we know we're going to a natural diamond, you know. But you have to tell him that, otherwise he's going to hear that price from somebody, you know. But I did sell his brother his ring, and I did sell people in his family stuff. So he said, I wouldn't use anyone but you. Now, will he use me? He said he's a year away from proposing, he's got to save the money, but I know the family's got the money anyhow, so if he decides to pull the trigger, his mother will give it to him, or his brother will give it, you know, the people
I've got. What's your average mark on a lab-grown right now?
They're so cheap, it's unbelievable, but we still get the double out easily, sometimes triple out.
Yeah.
In other words, if they cost me $1,000, I can still get $3,000 for the diamond or $2,000 for the diamond, and then you get what you can on the, usually you can double out on the ring too without a problem, especially if it has little diamonds in it or something, you know, but if you go to a natural diamond, there's times where I'm making $1,000 on the diamond, on a $20,000 diamond or on a $15,000 diamond. You just can't get the money. He says, well, I can get this here. I can get it here. I can get it here. And you know what? They're telling me the truth, so I match the price. So I beat the price. What am I going to do, walk away from the deal? I want his brother, sister, cousin, aunt, and uncle. And that's how I built this business, being in Flint. Half my business is out of Michigan. Well, Ann Arbor, Detroit, which is in Michigan, and out of state.
Right, all based on
your best business
is referral business, right?
It is for positive, 100%. And plus, it's the easiest business. They all know that I do what I say I'm going to do. They all know that I'm honest. They all know that I'm old and I'm not going to cheat them or lie to them. And they all know. And then it's just a matter of, can they afford the 5, 10, 20? I haven't had any real big deals lately, you know, the 50s and 60s. But they'll come. And when, by the way, some of the 50s and 60s, the next generation bought lab-grown, their kids.
Oh, sure,
so
yeah,
you
right?
You figure that out. Well, the kids say, I don't want that. I mean, they said, you bought that for your mom because you can afford it. Right now, we're struggling with it. I'm going to put the same ring on my finger bigger than mom's for tenth the price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they can get it. I can't argue with them because I can sell it to them and make you know, a decent profit, but it's low numbers. So when they're low, if you make $1,000 on a lab-grown, and if you make $5,000 or $8,000 on a natural, even though it's $50,000, it's still way bigger amount of money profit. You know, that's the thing. So just it's tough. It's tough. And I don't envy you. That's all I can tell you. Because right now it just seems like the spigots have shut down. And maybe it's because of political. Maybe everyone's so fed up with this right now that it's just pathetic.
Right,
you know,
get the election over with, and then people get back to their normal routines afterwards.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and I hope that's right. That doesn't mean I am right. That's just what I'm thinking, because I know in my world, everyone's talking about it. Everybody. And I don't care what side you're on. They both hate the other side.
Right.
So it's unbelievable, and I don't hate anything. I don't get it. I mean, anyways. Part of the deal, Tom. That's all.
Yeah, I know, right? Yep, just got to stick to it.
Let's see if they drew already. Oh, no, they draw at 3:30 today. They draw today for Friday, and I can see if Sir Stronger will. You know how to do all that stuff. You're young.
Yeah, I can check it out.
Yeah, they draw today at 3:30, so it'll come up around 6:30, and he's going in a race for Friday. And if he, as soon as I find out if he gets in or not, I'm going to call Steve and blast his ass out and make sure that he's ready for the race.
And
now,
this
if we draw 7 or 8 hole, that doesn't do us any good. I don't care what race we're in. It's hard to win from the 7 and 8 hole on a half-mile track. But if he has 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, and if you're in a race where you're the best horse, you could win. And
you might have
win.
A shot there, right.
And the nice thing is they don't bet on my trainer and driver. Now, they might bet on them because we dropped so far down, but most people don't bet on them. They'll bet on the driver who has the best driver who has the second-best horse because they know that can work out that way. I got another phone call, buddy.
Well,
you take
thanks,
care.
Harvey. Have a great afternoon.